There we go. This is the Real BS Show.
Are we recording now?
Yeah, we're all live and recording.
It's so smoky out, I can't see what I'm doing.
It's kind of hazy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, haze. Got any haze music?
Yeah, I guess.
Or fire music?
Yeah, hazy and hairy and all that jazz, because, you know, those Canadians.
Hazy and hazy it?
Yeah.
That was an old-time joke there.
Yeah.
Ozzy and hazy it.
We can blame those Canadians.
I bet that was Ricky Nelson's parents.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You never saw that show?
I might have.
Ozzy and Harriet?
From
the 40s.
Yeah, yeah. My father used to watch those.
Started as a radio show and went to TV.
Right.
That's where Ricky Nelson got to sing his songs right off the bat.
Right. Yeah. It's we got some definitely some bad smoke coming our way.
You got a smoke map there?
Yeah, I do. I have a smoke map, and we're in the red, deep red there. It's where we hit with it. It's in Western Ontario and Michigan and Minnesota. It's mostly in Western Ontario, which is way over by Minnesota.
Like Michigan, too. Where's the fire at?
Up here, all the way up in Western Ontario. That's where all the fires are starting, and then they're spreading.
Now, how'd they start?
You know, Canadians are too hot. You know?
Those are all the fires up there?
Yeah. And the wind's going southeast, so we're getting hit with it. Yeah. But most of it's right here in Western Ontario, above Minnesota. So,
wow.
Yeah, there was a...
That's a lot of fires. Holy smokes.
There was a train...
Holy smokes.
Holy smokes, yeah. He didn't even mean that.
That was an accident.
There was a train that... was a video of a train that was going through it, and that was intense to see. They had to wait. They were in a siding, waiting for another train to go through, and they were like, hurry up, hurry up. And the fire was going around the train on both sides, and I'm thinking, oh, geez. How hot that must have been, like you're in a tin getting cooked. So, I don't know.
Well, at least they got a lot of water up there by all those Great Lakes.
Yeah.
A lot of water.
If you ever get the chance, look on a map. Canada has a lot of little lakes, you know. We have a lot of lakes here, but Canada has a lot more. Oh. Yeah, there's a lot of areas in Canada where you don't live, that people don't live because there's too many mosquitoes.
Well, there's a lot more a lot more snow up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Huh. They had to send some down to California.
Yeah, you think.
Yeah. Those folks are dire straits.
Yeah,
ooh-wee.
They are, yeah.
The Hoover Dam's going to run out of water and no more electricity.
And then you look with El Nino, you got, Asia is getting dumped on with rain right now. So that's just a feature of El Nino. They get dumped on where the west part of the United States is dry. And then it's been hotter in the north than it's been in the south.
So where's all the salt coming from that goes in the ocean? Because the oceans are full of salt water.
Well, it evaporates, and then more water gets dumped in by the freshwater.
But where's the salt coming from?
It's been there.
It's just been there? That's it?
Yeah, it's, you know.
That's all there is to it?
All the lakes...
I can put that down on my science test.
You factor in all the freshwater lakes are recent, and when it rains, that's where rivers get their water from, is from the rain. Or lakes, and they get replenished by the rain, so it evaporates off the ocean, but sooner or later it goes back to the ocean and gets circulated back through. So the deeper you go in the ocean, it's saltier, and the more top you go, it's less salt, less salinity. But yeah, that's kind of like the Dead Sea. If you go to the Dead Sea, you could float in it because there's too much salt in it.
Can't drown there. Huh?
Well, you could try.
Float upside down.
I'm sure
down.
Somebody has drowned there.
Yeah. You float upside down.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you might be preserved too. You know, you never know.
Well, let's play some fire music.
Yeah.
We got any music with fire in it?
Yeah, we got some Kansas. This is one that's not. This is not played on the radio much, but I think it's one of their better songs.
It talks about fire.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do that.
It's kind of also a mix in a little bit of war and modern stuff going on. Still, but they wrote this song back in the 70s, so it kind of fits still.
Years
later.
War fits all the years.
Yeah.
We're always fighting with each other. Never stops.
That's
right. Okay. Well, let's fire it up and that was an accident too.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
is Kansas.
It's Kansas. Are they burning up?
No.
No smoke down there?
Not for them yet.
Just us, huh?
Yeah, the Great Lakes. Yeah.
We're the lucky ones.
Yeah, we have that one parasite that's going around getting into produce. It could be from the fruits or lettuce or whatever. We don't know yet. They don't know yet what it is. But so right now we're getting smoke. So we're breathing in smoke and we're pooping out the other end because, getting these. Bad food, so people are getting really sick from it.
Huh.
Yeah, it's all over the Great Lakes. It's not really anywhere else right now, so just watch out. Right now you might have to cook your lettuce.
Is it from bugs?
I don't know, people's poop.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Hey, it's a warning. It's a PSA. You got to be prepared. You might have to cook your lettuce, I don't think they've updated anything on about it, where it came from,
Yeah, how did all these fires start, anyways? Yeah. Campfires?
Could have been.
Or people?
We can look here at the latest up, what they're saying, but they're saying it could be lightning. It's in a single cause, is what they're saying. It could be sparks from lightning, human activity, or ongoing drying conditions. They reported there was like 200 fires in different locations in Western Ontario. But now they're saying there's more than that. There's across the Canada is 859 active wildfires. But they're saying it's a lot of lightning and human activity of people starting fires. If you have a campfire and it gets out of control, then I guess... They have it around here sometimes.
I've never had that. I don't know.
Around here, they do have some times where there's burn bans. You're not allowed burning. And people can get fined if they're not paying attention. I don't ever remember that as a kid, but I guess it's talking to some local firemen. They said that is something that's been ongoing for years, is that you're not supposed to burn during certain times of year, specifically around spring. But
in California, you're not allowed to burn at all.
No, or collect water.
I started a fire out there, just burning some trash. Next thing, about three fire companies come showing up.
Oh, really?
From all, surrounded. I said, well, what do you guys want? I said, I got a water hose right here. It's just a little burning barrel. I mean, it ain't nothing. Oh, geez, they were all fired up.
They were fired up, huh?
Yeah, they were.
Did they fine you?
No. Oh. They said, never mind. Okay, you're all right.
Someone probably called you on you.
I don't know, but man, they surrounded. They came from every direction.
Yeah.
Jeez. It's like a national emergency or something.
It reminds me of during hunting. When we were hunting, some neighbors out in the country would... burn diapers, and you did, it would be the most horrid smell that you would be smelling. It was from the plastic, from the diapers, that fabric that's in there that absorbs. It's horrible when you burn it, but that was never fun. I think that kind of ruined the hunting. I think that's why they probably did it. They couldn't have waited the weekend or something to burn it. They had to do it the first day, deer. Huh. But yeah, it is what it is, that's what.
Well, if it ain't raining, it's on fire.
Yeah, so right.
Either getting flooded or fired out.
Fire and brimstone. Yeah. Did you know brimstone used to mean sulfur? That's what it meant. So that sulfur is pretty bad.
Brimstone. I don't know. Okay. Well, let's play some more fire music. Being it's we'll celebrate the fire activity.
Yeah, I guess some bad company.
All right.
Learning the key to my desire.
There we go. Some Burning Sky by Bad Company. You know, that's when I went out this morning and I was taking care of a few things outside, and I noticed, holy cow, it was foggy. And then I looked, and I was like, the air quality was in the deep red. And I'm like, ugh, I could smell it. Hmm. And your daughter said the same thing. She messaged you saying,
yeah, this morning she sent me a text saying, Erie smells like a campfire.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I thought. I could taste it in the air. I was like, oh, man, it's going to be a rough one for
some people. I just told her to quit breathing. That way she wouldn't get any of that smoking.
Yeah. it's a rough one out there. My sinuses are acting up every time I go outside, and it's like, okay. You know, I do have good memories from campfires. I like having a nice campfire, you know, in the evening. It's a relaxing thing to watch the fire, or in the wintertime, having a nice wood stove going. You know, keeps the house, and sometimes I just sit there and stare at the fire. But when you have the smoke out there and you can't see anything, it's a huge haze, and it's even on the ground.
Yeah, it just looks hazy outside. It just, yeah. I didn't know that was smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Thought that was just hot temperatures or something.
I bet you over the next few days, if it doesn't rain, your windows in your house and your car, it'll be covered in you know, particles, you know, from the fire.
Well, my house is always that way because I live on a dirt road.
Right, so right.
Just dusty. Everything's covered with dust.
You'd think you're far enough back from the road that you wouldn't be.
You'd think so, but you got to drive down the road to get in or out.
That's true.
And it's just, my back windows are just covered with dirt. I use the back windshield wiper just to get rid of the dust and piles of dirt on the back.
Did you notice anything in the last few days with the deer? Have they been acting different?
No, there's just a lot of them around my house. I don't know what they must like the vegetation or something. They're every morning, all the time they're out there.
You must have some clover out there or something.
And they got their sleeping places. You can see where they sleep. They try to probably get out of the heat, you know. They're in the maple wood.
Do you still have your little office out there?
Maple, what is it called? Maple Grove
office.
Yeah, yeah.
In the shade.
That's where the deer like to hang out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They know where it's cool.
So there's a big noticeable difference when you're in the forest versus out in the open field.
Oh, big time. It's a big time difference. Yeah. So anyways, I took a picture of my temperature gauge there. It was 95 yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out there splitting wood like an idiot.
Yeah. I don't know how you do it.
I overdid it. I just tell you because today I feel like I ran a marathon or something.
Yeah. Phew. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's play some fire music and you know.
Yeah, some Blue Oyster Cult.
Warm up the place.
Burning for You. That's some good harmonies, you know. That's a song by Blue Oyster Cult. You know, I'm gonna tell you, that's a band that's underrated. There's people.
Are they still around? Yeah. You think they're still? Are they gone?
No, they're still around. The last I knew, you know. Yeah, they're still kicking.
You know? Pat Benatar. Now there was a talent.
Yeah.
She could sing.
Ooh. Yeah, especially this next song.
I didn't know she was only 5 feet tall.
Yeah. A little shorty. Yeah.
She's in bad health now. I know that. Yeah. For sure.
But boy, she had the voice. You know.
Really.
You don't. That's a one in a lifetime kind of thing. And it's not fake or anything. She had the growl. She had everything. Control. Very good control of her voice. And she's one of my favorite singers overall. But yeah, she definitely wrote some good music. You know, was involved in a lot of her writing. Some of these artists out there don't do that. So kind of makes it more personal, wouldn't you think? You know, instead of singing somebody else's song.
I don't know. It's all over the map.
Yeah. But yeah, we also got some Jimi Hendrix. He was on fire.
Jimi Hendrix. Ooh. Yeah. There's Pat Benatar and Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, it's a weird mix. I know. Hey, you know.
Yeah, that's got for sure.
Fire and ice and fire. Fire.
Well, Jimi Hendrix, he checked out at 27.
Yeah, 27 Club, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, well, let's see what this sounds like. Yeah. See if it fires up the crowd.
There you go.
Straight to the top, leave them crying for more.
Jimmy Hitter's Fire, and before that, Pat Benatar, Fire and Ice.
Yeah, well, I wonder how it's... I'm going to have to text Nancy Taylor and see how much smoke they got over
there. They
got
a lot there, yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, yeah. It kind of went from, like, yesterday it was Buffalo down to New York City and Philadelphia, and now we're getting hit, too. It went more south, and it's going south. It's traveling southeast, so... It's coming from the northwest.
So New York City's getting smoked out?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so good. Is Cleveland
they need it.
Washington, D.C. and you know, it's a big movement of air. You'd think it'd be cooler. It's a little bit of cooler air than yesterday.
Oh, man, what a difference today is.
Ooh. Yeah, but it's all that Arctic air coming down, you know.
And yesterday was awful.
Yeah. Ooh. And the day before, too, was pretty bad. It was sunny.
Right.
I got sunburned bad from it. I forgot to put a hat on, and my head got burnt. So I'm paying for it now.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just always put a hat on.
You tan. I don't. This is my tanning, Bill. I don't.
You keep it up, you'd be one big freckle.
Yeah, I know. That's my freckles don't like each other, so they stay away from each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, who's next?
Oh, yeah. Next is Little Feet.
Little Feet. Yeah.
Fat man in a tub.
What's that got to do with fire?
Well, you know, we factor in when a fat man in a tub, there's a lot of water displacement, and that's what we need to have to fight this fire is some water. So I think we just need more fat men in a tub. It's a good song. It's related to fire.
I'll take your word for it. I've never heard it.
Yeah. Little Feet's a good band. So.
All right, well, let's play it.
Stop check, Billy got
Well, you can say that song was fire.
Fat Man in a Tub. Yeah. Now, who would? You had to stay up late to figure that one out.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. We're getting close to the end of the show, so, you know, this is kind of fitting.
You said you got some Marshall Tucker?
Yeah, Marshall Tucker Band.
They make nice recordings.
Oh, yeah. Nice Southern rock band.
What's the name of it?
Oh, Fire on the Mountain.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds familiar. Yeah,
so. This is Fire in Western Ontario. Now, there's no mountains
Fire
there.
On the Mountains is a lot shorter and easier to remember.
Just no mountains in Western Ontario. It's just flat.
I don't know.
You know.
I don't think I've ever been there.
Yeah,
never
it's pretty empty. There. Yeah.
So, instead of flapping our lips, why don't we...
fire it up?
Yeah, fire up the mountain there and see what happens. Marshall Tucker himself, huh?
Yeah. With a slide guitar there, you know, hey, you sometimes got to fight the fire on the mountain. There's people out there that do smoke jumping and fight against fires and the wildfires out west. I give them credit, Dan. They have more courage than I have.
That or stupidity. Yeah. I don't know which.
Yeah. There's just, holy cow. You know, you imagine what they have to deal with, and then...
Say, holy smokes.
Yeah, holy smokes.
That's what we're getting.
You know, I give all the kudos to those Canadians, too, who have to fight those fires, because 200 of them. That means that's a lot of people, resources going there, and I have to fight it.
That's all they got is 200 guys fighting that fire?
No, 200 different fires.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, they have more than 200.
All right, that makes more sense.
Yeah, but they're spread out, and that's a problem, you know? So acres upon acres of burning wood. It's just lightning and humans doing campfires and a lot of problems, you know. But not the last one, the Rolling Stones Play With Fire. You ever play with fire, Bill?
No.
I'm talking about, like, you know, well, this song's talking about a woman, you know.
Yeah, she's playing, naturally.
She's playing with him, and so he's telling her, you're playing with fire. I don't know if that's a threat or a promise.
I don't know. As long as it's got fire in it, it qualifies for our show.
Yeah, we just, you know, this is really just a big advertisement for Bill's Firewood. You know, winter's coming up.
Don't advertise. I don't want no more business.
It's only 4 months away.
I can't take any more business. Holy smokes.
You know, everyone's getting upset about all the heat and everything, you know, in the summer. But I'm like, well, winter's only 4 months away, so... Oh, what are you upset about?
Trust me, there'll be a lot of phone calls coming here shortly.
Yeah. Ooh. Bill's firewood is artisan cut wood. That's what you should start calling it, you know, artisan cut wood. Make it organic. It's organic, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, just firewood.
Organic artisan cut wood.
This last load of logs I got is really hard wood. It's called ironwood.
Oh, yeah?
Holy smokes, is my wood splitter just grunts and groans.
Really?
Yeah, it's taken me a lot of longer to split it. Yeah, they said I'll give you something to try out and tell me if it burns. They say it burns great.
I never heard of that.
Long.
I never heard of it before.
It's like oak and hickory, you know, it's really hard, dense wood.
It's around here?
Boy, I don't know where it comes from. Uh-huh. Yeah, that has to be.
I never heard of it.
Ooh, I asked him not to give me that stuff, and he did anyways.
Yeah. Ooh-wee.
So we're going to find out. Chris is going to test it out, you know, his campfire out there.
Yeah.
See if it burns. If it doesn't burn good, I ain't going to cut no more of it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Whew. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what's up. Because, I mean, I do campfires occasionally, and I do have to get a new ring. Mine's starting to get bad, you know.
Yeah, I'll bring you a couple. I'll bring you some of that ironwood.
Ironwood.
Tell me how good it burns.
Could it's knock somebody out.
Also lasts a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is a good thing. So, all right. So, how many songs we got left?
This one, and we have one more at the end. Oh, we'll talk about that later.
All right. Well, I got to be careful what I say.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's fire it up and see what happens.
Start the next song up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Well, you've got your diamond, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood, and your father'd be there with her if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Old man took her diamonds and tiaras by the score. Now she gets her kicks in Stepney, not in Knightsbridge anymore. So don't you play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now you've got some diamonds, we'll have some other, but you better watch your step, girl, or start living with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. So don't you play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Well, this is the Real BS Show. We're going to have to BS down, shut down here for the day. But on a positive note, you know, sometimes when people play with fire, you have to have some peacemakers in the situation. So this song is about war and flames. And
oh, this last song?
Yeah. It's about peace, you know. We'll leave it on a positive note, you know. Huh. You don't want to leave you in a dismal state.
What's that say, that Molly Hatchet? Wow.
Yeah.
That's an old... It's a while ago.
Oh, sure.
I heard them.
They're a good band.
Yeah, they were excellent. Yeah. They were excellent.
Yeah. I don't know. We could just, The Fall of Peacemakers, I think that's a fitting song for what we're dealing with. It's a good song to end with.
Well, this is pretty crazy. I mean, I guess this don't happen all the time.
But oh, no.
It's probably a good thing it doesn't, but... it's pretty weird out there, really. Just weird. It's just a haze everywhere you look.
Yeah.
So something doesn't come around that often.
No, this is once in a...
Well, Canada gives us everything. They give us snow, they give us cold, they give us... Now they give
Canadians,
us smoke.
They come here for their tax breaks.
Get our no sales tax.
On. Yeah, no sales tax on clothes or food. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's say goodbye to everybody, and we'll see you next week. Hopefully America didn't burn down.
No, be safe out there.
Yeah, it gets too bad, quit breathing. No, wait a minute, that won't work.
Yeah, get a respirator.
Yeah, right.
We're getting fumigated.
What's those COVID masks? Would they help at all?
I don't know. Probably get those painting masks, you know what I'm talking about, the respirators.
For painters?
Yeah, respirators, whatever they're called. Yeah, that might help.
I don't know.
Yeah. I see people running with those sometimes to restrict their breathing. So, yeah, it's pretty hardcore.
Who knows?
But, well, have a good one, people.
All right, we'll see you all next week. Be safe. One thing I figured out on the way up here is to stay in your lane.
Yeah.
You know, if I drive and I stay in my lane... Everything's fine. As soon as you get out of your lane, then it gets ugly.
A little chaotic.
And other people do the same thing. They got to pass, or they got to do this. Just stay in your lane. Everything will be fine.
Yeah.
So that's my words of wisdom for the week.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Soon see it.